open your eyes. Just the taste I would like to take it tonight. What is left is the witness or the truth, if it's done correctly. How was it for you?
I had a difficult time erasing my feet for some reason.
Erasing your feet,
yeah.
Because it grounds you, you feel like, then start from the head and come down.
I did it both ways still.
The feet was there?
The feet were there the whole time.
Okay. Well, when you do this meditation, after a while, the feet becomes easy too.
It's because you have your shoes on?
No, it's because I ground very well.
You're grounded very well. anybody else? What was your experience, Stacy? You look a little bit.
It was very peaceful. I
Good.
Couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm. Peaceful.
Peaceful.
Great.
It was a battle. We did it all wrong.
Why? Where did you start from?
From the feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then my hand and head was fighting back.
Your head and feet would not relax.
Yeah.
Well, at least you don't have half of the body. That's the other half will worry about it later.
No,
the reason I'm going through, because not everything we say here would be fitting for everybody. For you is the thing. So don't.
We've done that before, though. It was easy. So.
Yeah. It could be that tonight you're being entertained with the mind a little bit more than you need to. Then we also talked about I am nobody and nothing. This was
that
so fantastic.
Well.
Yes.
It goes with
that
it. Anytime I see the old tendency coming in my mind, I said, I'm nobody and I don't know anything. Right there, the pride will have no place. It's a demolishing of ego. Because as soon as you think you're somebody, all the hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, nobody. And anybody else remember any of the others that could help?
I think that you've just died.
Yes. We did that one time with Tony. When the mind is too much active, good active. I'm not talking about always bad active. Just active. Innocently being mischievous. Just act like you're dead. Just imagine you just died, like the experience I had. Yeah, I mean, what could it be serious after that? I mean, are you kidding? It all becomes not important. So that's another one. Thank you, you're a good helper, as always. Any other, do you remember? And masking. And I don't know how many of you remember it. I'd like to go through this story again. This is just a reminder tonight. I had a vision in one of my meditation in the other room. And I think you guys were here. And I had a vision where there was this ballroom, huge ballroom, full of people. It was a masquerade. Everybody had a mask on. But the mask was very, very real. It wasn't one of those masks that you wear for Halloween. I mean, the doctor looked really like a doctor, or a villain looked like a villain, or the whatever. And from all walks of life, they were there. And I was watching it. I was like an eye watching these things happening. A little boy of 7 walks in the room, and he started laughing the same way I just laughed. And he started looking and seeing that there is a man like this, you know, with a hurt foot, is going to a doctor to find out what's wrong with him. And the doctor is seriously checking it out. A dancer was dancing with an instructor, and it's just different scene were going on. And this little boy was just laughing so hard and was looking through their eyes. Because the only thing that was could communicate with this little boy was the eyes. The rest was not, it was all masked, a different person. And then they asked that little boy, they said, why are you laughing at us? And he says, but I know who you are. You think you're sick. Don't you remember you were invited to this ballroom? don't you remember you choose to be the sick? You really was are not sick. You just act like one. And went to the doctor and says, how dare you give a prescription to her? You are not even a doctor. I know who you are. And went on just demasking the whole ballroom to show that who they think they are not. Once this happened, everybody started laughing because they realized that they were just playing. The knower of this vision would become a healer because it realized that if there is a problem, that is just that masquerade is happening. So that's where the demasking coming from that Mahmud was reminding us. These are all more precious than diamonds and rubies. Seriously, they are. I treat them as that. They are almost not of this world. All the things that we are given as a gift, all of us. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I really do. I feel like you're wearing beautiful socks. Any other?
The Himalayan one.
Yes, the trust meditation. Oh my God, this, if I have to have top 3 instead of top 40, one of them for a woman more than men would be the going to Himalayas. Men is more with the eraser and the...
What's the Himalayas?
The trust meditation.
How did the Himalayas come into place?
You're
with
just
the trust
up there.
Because the first thing that came to me, the instruction was to send them to the Himalayas without any responsibility, because up there when you're sitting, you feel one of the yogis and yoginis that renounce the world. You just sit there and know that everything in your office, in your home, with your children, everything would be taken care of. Just sit there and be. And then when you open your eyes, take that promise to your daily life. Every time there is a disagreement in the work, rely on that first promise. And I was given that first promise was in the bosom of each one of us before we were born. So those of us that rely on that promise that the real self gave, we don't take thoughts anymore. And when we practice that daily, what happens is anything that comes, we send it to that source. And it's like this. So this is the trust meditation, the Himalayas. And we have a menu of things. But again, as I say it every Tuesday that I sit here, is listening to it is the first giant step. But making it your own, whichever sits in your heart the most, by practicing it, it becomes your experience and your freedom. Eventually, we're going to have to put it to use to see if it's real. I mean, say, wait a minute, she says that. Let me see what it does for my life and see what happens. Any other things before we go? Do you remember any other points? Yes.
I have a sharing.
Yeah,
because I used the trust today.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting by the creek.
I did the same thing at the same time. Yeah.
Soccer, and she says, well, don't disturb me. Leave me alone. You're disturbing my sounds. This is okay, fine. And I said
to you, be quiet.
And so I decided, that's fine.
He was stressed out.
Silence. And just sat there and says, okay, fine, I'm going to be in silence. Dog's not mine anymore. I'm not taking care of it. And when I really firmly got in that spot, dog came back.
Yeah, a very mischievous dog.
No, the dog was teaching us a lesson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me.
But you have to remember dogs spell God backwards as God.
Yes.
Our dog, like I was telling you, our dog past 2 weeks goes in the creek and meditates. He stands in the creek because first we bathe together in the water. We have this ritual. We go for a run, we stop at the creek, and we don't care if somebody can see us, we just don't care. We go into the water, and then I come out and sit quietly, and he stands halfway into the water. Just like that. He's not moving. He didn't used to do that. Now he's doing it. It's so cute to look at, watch him. He just sit there. Today he didn't, though. He did it for a while, and then he decided to run around. Well, that was very good. I'm glad that we had this meeting. Namaste.